Today is Palm Sunday, also called Second Passion Sunday. This is the beginning of Holy Week. Our Roman station today is San Giovanni in Laterano. This is the Cathedral Church of the Diocese of Rome. It is here in the baptistry of this basilica that the catechumens we have accompanied on our spiritual pilgrimage during Lent, visiting the stations, will become new creations in Christ. Since the pre-Lent Sundays in the Vetus Ordo, we have been liturgically dying. We are being pruned and emptied out. In our earthly life, we lose things as we age. During Lent, the Church has been doing the same in many ways. She's been imitating the Lord. She's been liturgically dying. At the beginning, the Alleluia was set aside, even buried on Septuagesima Sunday. Music and flowers left our churches on Ash Wednesday. From last Sunday onwards, crosses and images have been draped in purple. In the older form of Mass, the Judica psalm in the prayers at the foot of the altar is omitted, and the Gloria Patri at the end of certain prayers is no longer said. After the Mass on Holy Thursday, the Blessed Sacrament will be removed from the main altar. Bells will be replaced with harsh wooden noisemakers. On Good Friday, there isn't even a Mass. And in the pre-55 liturgy, only the priest receives communion. But on Saturday, there is not even communion at all. Holy Church is silent but for the recitation of the office, like an echo of the morning disciples in the upper room. We begin the Easter Vigil in complete darkness. We are deprived even of light itself. And then it is as if the Church herself were dead with the Lord in his tomb. This liturgical dying imitates how the Lord emptied himself of his glory to save us from our sins and to teach us who we are. These liturgical points are important because we are our rites. Keep in mind the sacramental realities. Liturgical realities are no less real than the sounds you hear now or the things that you might touch or taste or smell. The sacred rites of Holy Week make the events they commemorate present to you, and you, by your baptismal character, are present to them. You participate in them in a mysterious way. I urge you to attend everything that you can. Look at the texts beforehand, review them afterwards. Dig down deep into your conscience, examine it. Do your very best to get to confession. From The Church's Year of Grace by Father Pius Parsh. In the actions and objects proper to today's liturgy, the Church displays a rich symbolism, one deserving our special attention. The procession, for instance, is more than a mere memory, for in it we are actually accompanying Christ here and now. How is that true? Because Christ is present in three ways. Firstly, in mere symbol on the cross which heads the procession. Secondly, in his representative, the priest. Thirdly, in all of us as a community gathered together in his name. We are the church of this place, and Christ, according to his promise, is in the midst of us. But also this procession looks to the future. Christ, in his redemptive work, passed from this world into heaven, which is called the New Jerusalem. If our church stands for the earthly Jerusalem of old, it stands also for the New Jerusalem of heaven. When Christ comes again at the end of the world, he will lead our risen bodies, now joined to their souls, into heaven. And so, as we enter now with Christ's representative, the priest, we should think of the day when we hope to enter heaven itself with Christ our King. Our procession is a kind of rehearsal, in a symbolic way, of our final Passover on the last day.